Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
What do Mormons believe about God? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me to discuss this question is my colleague, Eric Johnson. We've been going through a statement that is found on the Mormon Newsroom webpage, and if you would like to find the article that we've been going through, merely Google the words Mormon Newsroom and then 101, and it'll take you right to the article that we're citing. This article was put together and is found on the official Mormon website, the Newsroom website, kind of as a chiding, I think, and this is kind of how I take it, kind of chiding journalists who can't seem to get it right when it comes to what Mormons actually believe. But there's an interesting statement in the opening paragraphs. One of the statements is this: as an institution, the Church, speaking of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has the responsibility to publicly and clearly articulate its official teachings. So we've been going through the frequently asked questions on this page, and we've quickly discovered that even though they think they have the responsibility to clearly articulate its official teachings, a lot of what they're saying on their very own website isn't very clear. If you have another worldview and you come and you read what is on this page, because your definitions are probably different than the Mormon definitions, you might walk away thinking something about the Mormon Church that isn't actually true. And so today we are going to talk about what the Mormons believe about God. And again, we're being very brief on this. We're trying to get through this list. And certainly down the road, we're going to spend several programs looking at the Mormon view of God, but we're going to stick with this statement as it reads here. So why don't you start with that one, Eric? What do Mormons believe about God?
It says, God is often referred to in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as our Heavenly Father because He is the Father of all human spirits and they are created in His image. And it says, see Genesis 1:27.
Now, we need to stop there. And you have Genesis 1:27 in the Joseph Smith translation, but before you read that, we often hear Mormons point to Genesis 1:26 primarily and 1:27 as a proof text that Mormons believe supports their view that God has a body of flesh and bones. And the way it reads is how God creates man in His own image. And they take the word image and they assume that that is referring to the bodily makeup of the Mormon God the Father, the one they call Heavenly Father or Elohim. However, Joseph Smith refutes that notion in his quote-unquote translation of the Bible, known as the Joseph Smith translation or the inspired version. It gives the reference here in this statement, Genesis 1:27. What does Genesis 1:27 say in the Joseph Smith translation, Eric?
And I, God, said unto mine only begotten, which was with me from the beginning, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And it was so.
And I, God, said unto mine only begotten. Now, most Latter-day Saints, I'm sure, would say, mine only begotten is speaking of the pre-incarnate Christ, who would be Jehovah, who when becoming mortal would be known as Jesus, right, the Christ. Question, Latter-day Saints, did Jehovah have a physical body when this was spoken? According to Genesis 1:27 in the Joseph Smith translation, I said unto mine only begotten, if Jesus did not have a physical body at that time, and He did not, even according to your own theology, then how in the world do you draw the conclusion that image means physical body?
That's a really good point, because Joseph Smith is doing here is defining clearly that he's talking to the only begotten, as capitalized, by the way.
That's the conversation that's taking place there.
Then if he didn't have that body, then how could the image of God refer to a physical body?
Okay, well, let's go on with this statement now that we've just shown a problem there, which is not all that clear. So
then they continue writing here, and it says, it is an appropriate term for God, who is kind and just, all-wise and all-powerful. God the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost constitute the Godhead or Trinity for Mormons.
Now, that's not fair.
That is not fair.
Because they're using a word here, Trinity, which has been understood historically coming from the phrase tri-unity, and the way the Trinity has been understood by all of the Christian traditions, whether it be Roman Catholic or Orthodox or Protestant, all of them hold to the Trinity. The Mormons do not, and they've often made a big deal of that. So why are they using the word Trinity here? That doesn't clarify the issue, as they say they're supposed to do in the opening paragraphs of this paper.
It clouds it, is what it
does. It makes it even more confusing. So anybody reading this would say, what? The Mormons do believe in the Trinity? But then later on, they're going to say they don't believe in the Trinity. So it doesn't make a whole lot of clarity for us.
And then they end that section by saying, Latter-day Saints believe God is embodied, though His body is perfect and glorified.
And where do they get that? Well, they just said Genesis 1:27, and Joseph Smith refuted that.
And it's interesting, because so far we've been quoting, and we're on the second page now of this document, and every time they quote biblical sources, here's a great place to have mentioned D&C 130 verse 2, to, you know, because it says there that God has a body. And yet here we don't get any scripture to support this at all. But when they do, they're bringing in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. The next question is, do Mormons believe in the Trinity? And it says, Mormons most commonly use the term Godhead to refer to the Trinity.
Which makes that sound synonymous, Bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like they're Trinitarian if they're going to say Godhead equals Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we come back to that last statement. I just don't think that's a fair way of labeling the Godhead.
Right. It goes on to say, the first article of faith for the Latter-day Saints reads, we believe in God, the Eternal Father. Now, that's not real clear, because, wait a minute, I didn't know that the God of Mormonism was eternally the Father. I thought He was a man at one time who became God at a particular point in time. So even that phrase, which is found in Article 1 in the Articles of Faith, that's a very confusing statement. What does it mean, the Eternal Father? Well, if they mean that He's eternal, just as all humans are eternal, because Section 93 in the Doctrine and Covenants teaches that man was in the beginning with God, well, that might make some sense if you knew that. But if you didn't know that, you would think it was saying here that they believe that their God was eternally God, eternally the Father. That's not what Mormonism teaches.
I noticed they didn't use, like, a little couplet could have maybe helped explain things. As man is, God once was. As God is, man may be. They don't use that kind of a phrase because, again, I'm not thinking they're really trying to clarify.
Mm-hmm. It goes on in the next portion. It says, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost. Latter-day Saints believe God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are one in will and purpose, but are not literally the same being or substance as conceptions of the Holy Trinity commonly imply. Well, let me correct that notion. That is not what the Trinity implies. We don't believe that they are the same being. Now, we would agree they are one in substance or essence. That is a part of the Trinitarian formula. It is found in the Athanasian Creed. But when they insert the phrase, they're not literally the same substance, well, Christians don't believe they're the same substance. I mean, Christians don't believe that they are the same being. We certainly don't believe that.
This is what Joseph Smith said in Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 372. He says, many men say there is one God, the Father and Son and the Holy Ghost are only one God. I say that is a strange God anyhow. Three in one and one in three? It is a curious organization. All are to be made crammed into one God, according to sectarianism. It would make the biggest God in all the world. He would be a wonderfully big God. he would be a giant or a monster. Now, this is the idea, again, putting, this is called the straw man argument. When you say this is what is believed by another person, and Latter-day Saints don't like it when we tell them what they believe, and we try not to say that. We always say this is what Mormonism teaches, not what you personally believe, because you may not believe that. But to make it, to say how they put it in this statement, Joseph Smith certainly had a misunderstanding of the Trinity, and it's not the kind of Trinity that Christians have believed for 2,000 years.
No, really the way they describe the Trinity is more what we would call a social Trinitarianism. Yep. Social Trinitarianism is really nothing more than tritheism. Tritheism would be that they believe that there is a God, God the Father, a God, God the Son, a God, God the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost in the Mormon vernacular. And so you have three gods that make up the Godhead, three gods in one Godhead. We as Trinitarian Christians would say that's polytheism. We would not agree with that. And you will never find an early church history where the early Christian church was trying to define itself as being tritheistic. The early church, in fact, throughout Christian church history, was never tritheistic. It was never, ever tritheistic. The struggle was for the church to clearly articulate the monotheistic belief that they took from Judaism. And how do you also embrace the verses that clearly show the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God? This was the difficulty that the early church had in wanting to define who God really is. But let me point out, listener, they never went in the tritheistic direction. No. They never went in the direction of polytheism. That was never a teaching in the early Christian church. And so to assume that that's the way it was and needed to be restored is just not accurate. Please understand us when we say the early Christian church was never tritheistic. It never believed that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were three gods that made up one Godhead.
Bill, as we wrap up this show, that question they've asked, do Mormons believe in the Trinity? What would your answer be?
I would say absolutely not. They don't, even though they may imply it in the paragraph before that. Again, this is not articulating clearly what Mormons believe, and yet they admit that that is their responsibility to publicly and clearly articulate its official writings. Yet when you look at this paper on their own website, it doesn't seem to meet that goal. Look more closely and you will see.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Is there not much of a difference between Mormonism and Christianity? Well, actually, despite what many may think, there is. And when it comes to the sensitive and even highly charged issue that has eternal ramifications, the Christian may not know where to turn. Just trying to understand the Mormons' beliefs can be both confusing and frustrating. That's why Mormonism 101 was written, a book resource by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson that contrasts vital doctrines such as who is God, what is Scripture, and how a person is able to go to heaven. When the two religions are placed side by side, the differences are many. Mormonism 101 is a tool that will help you better understand the doctrines of your Latter-day Saint friend, family member, or co-worker. And it even has witnessing tips available to help you in future conversations. Published by Baker Books, Mormonism 101 is available at mrm.org or ask for it at your favorite Christian bookstore. As 1 Peter 3 says, always be prepared to give an answer.